Bob Hart in Michigan's largest radio news center with the WXYZ News Morning Report. Brought to you by the Sinclair Refining Company and your local Sinclair dealer, and by Northwest Orient Airlines, now flying 12 fan jets weekly direct from the USA to Tokyo. Plans for a tax cut, more talks in the newspaper strike. Japanese demonstrations fizzle, more labor layoffs at Ford. Details follow this from Sinclair.
Now here's news about a new Sinclair gasoline, the best thing that's happened to your car since the day you bought it.
Now, Sinclair brings you the most important gasoline improvement since World War II.
Listen to this. New Sinclair Dino and Dino Supreme gasolines now contain an exclusive new nickel compound, 10 times more effective than other additives in combating harmful effects of engine deposits.
What does that mean for your car's engine? It means new Sinclair gasolines restore lost power in older cars, keep new cars running like new longer, and they reduce engine wear as much as 29%. That means you use less oil, save money on costly parts and repairs.
And you get extra protection against cold weather problems. Tests prove almost instant starting even at 25 below zero.
Put new dinosaur power in your engine. Fill up with new Sinclair Dino or Dino Supreme gasolines at the sign of the Sinclair Dinosaur.
From the Texas White House of President Johnson comes information this morning on a planned cut in federal excise or nuisance taxes, a cut that could put some $2 billion in spending money back into the pockets of the American taxpayer. Treasury Secretary Douglas Dillon emerged from a conference with President Johnson yesterday to announce that the request for the tax cut will be presented to Congress next year. Will the tax cut get through Congress? Mr. Dillon observed,
My expectation would be from the move of the Congress, this would be a rather easy bill to pass, that Congress would, if anything, be anxious to add to whatever our recommendations are rather than to cut them back.
Treasury Secretary Dillon. The LBJ Ranch changes from a place of budget discussions to a gala setting of the typical Johnson-style barbecue today, as Mr. Johnson informally welcomes Mexican President-elect Gustavo Diaz Ordaz. The day-and-a-half meeting between the two leaders will concentrate upon international and Latin American problems. Negotiations resume today between Local 13 of the Printing Pressmen's Union and Detroit's newspaper publishers over the question of how many men are needed to operate new 8-unit presses at the Detroit News. Local 13 is the only labor organization still on strike against the newspapers, and the question of press manning the only issue holding the papers back from publication. The other union involved in the 122-day-old strike, Local 10 of the Paper and Plate Handlers Union, has come to terms on a new contract with the publishers, Local 10's membership now having ratified the contract. As far as terms of that new agreement, Local 10 President Bart Piscitello told WXYZ News,
It will be a 2-year agreement. The basic wage package is exactly the same as was granted to the other unions. Other than that, on the strike issues, the issues that we went out on strike for, which were 4, we feel we made definite gains and improvements on 3 of the 4, in that we were able to realize the welfare plan as we wanted, we were able to realize the 4th week's vacation, and we were able to realize a reasonable arrangement on the new equipment clause to protect our situations.
Although the paper and plate handlers themselves have achieved labor peace, they are still supporting the continuing battle by the pressmen's union over the press manning issue. As Piscitello commented,
As I've stated, we definitely feel that the pressmen are justified in the one remaining issue, which we feel was instituted by the publishers to start with, in that they're attempting to undercut a manning arrangement that they've had in existence for a number of years, and that the pressmen are justified in wanting to maintain the present level.
Bart Piscitello of the Paper and Plate Handlers Union. Those left-wing demonstrations by Japanese against the arrival of the U.S. nuclear submarine Sea Dragon in the port of Sasebo have apparently ended in a big fizzle. The leftist demonstrators were there, but on a scale much smaller than had been threatened. ABC's Jack Shinohiro in Tokyo explains for WXYZ News why left-wing recruitment of potential demonstrators failed.
I've been talking to taxicab drivers and various people that I could talk to, and they say they don't quite understand why they have to demonstrate. Now, what is this all about? Most of the people believe that the the people who are demonstrating don't know what they're demonstrating for.
ABC's Jackson O'Hara in Tokyo. British taxpayers have received bad news. The bad news comes in the form of a budget submitted by the new Labour Party government, details of which are summed up by BBC reporter Robert Williams.
Income tax in this country will be increased from April next year by sixpence on the standard rate. Petrol and diesel oil will cost sixpence more a gallon, an increase of about a tenth.
The immediate effects which Britishers will receive from the new income tax hike are increases in Social Security and unemployment benefits. One interesting note, the British government is making a big effort to explain the new tax boost to American citizens. In a special message beamed to the United States, Chancellor of the Exchequer James Callaghan commented,
"You may wonder why at the time when you're putting taxes down, we've got to put them up. I think the difference is this, that you have a large number of unemployed resources, both in men and in materials, whereas we are in exactly the reverse position. Our unemployment is down right to the very bottom, except in some areas of the country. Therefore, we've got to take the pressure off a bit."
British Chancellor of the Exchequer, James Callaghan. More than 20,000 members of the Association of Western Pulp and Paper Workers plan to go on strike at 49 Western plants this morning, despite an appeal by the federal government for a delay. A new Pacific storm is moving inland through Oregon this morning, touching off heavy snow and rain along the coast, which has been plagued by that heavy rain and snow for the last week. Snow up to 40 inches in depth is reported in some areas. More labor layoffs at Ford. That report coming up after this from Northwest Orient.
Northwest Orient Airline, fanjet flight to Tokyo. Now loading at gate number D8.
Another Northwest fan jet is about to take off for the Orient. And now, Northwest Orient Airlines flies 12 fan jets every week, direct from Chicago to Tokyo. That's 12 more flights than any other airline. And another thing, Northwest is the only airline that flies to Tokyo nonstop from Seattle. Your trip is up to 2,000 miles shorter than going across the mid-Pacific. For reservations to the Orient on Northwest fan jets, call your travel agent or
Northwest Orient Airlines.
The FanJet Airline.
The quickest way from Detroit to Tokyo is to fly direct from Chicago on Northwest Orient Airlines.
The Ford Motor Company has laid off 500 of its workers and says several thousand others will be furloughed by the end of the week because of those strikes at eight of its key plants. The firm also announced yesterday that a settlement has been reached at one of the original nine struck units at Louisville, Kentucky's assembly plant. Negotiations continue today. In Lansing today, a meeting between the newly elected and more veteran Republican state legislators, the first general meeting since Election Day with the GOP lost control of both state legislative houses. WXYZ News asked Republican State Party Chairman Arthur Elliott what will be done today.
Well, certainly we will talk about the political facets of the legislators' responsibility, but basically we will not be making plans that will involve the legislators as they conduct their affairs in the chamber.
Arthur Elliott, State Republican Party Chairman. Concern for the safety of missing 11-year-old Ann Zelenak is mounting as police agencies in western Michigan scour Berrien County and elsewhere in efforts to find her. She's been missing since Tuesday evening. Final Interstate Commerce Commission hearings on requests by three railroads to abandon nearly 300 miles of Michigan freight track up north will enter their fourth day today in Lansing. The weather for metropolitan Detroit, partly cloudy and cooler today with a high of 70. Clearing and cool tonight with a low of 42. Showers possible. Right now, the winds are from the south-southwest at 14 miles per hour, and the temperature in Detroit is 57 degrees. That's the morning report at this hour from WXYZ News, Michigan's largest radio news center. Brought to you by the Sinclair Refining Company. Remember to drive with care and buy Sinclair. And the FanJet Airline, Northwest Orient Airlines. Plans for a tax cut. Details on that top morning report story at 7:55.
WXYZ, with sports in action.
Now let's check the sports scoreboard, brought to you by the brewers of draft-brewed Blatt's Beer. The former manager of the Cincinnati Reds, Fred Hutchinson, has died in a Bradenton, Florida hospital. He suffered from cancer for more than a year. Toronto moved to within 2 points of first place Detroit in the National Hockey League last night with a 3-1 win over the Red Wings. New York beat Boston 4-2. Montreal trimmed Chicago 4-1. The league is idle until Saturday night. New Detroit Piston basketball coach Dave DeBuscher will make his home debut as a playing coach tonight. Detroit faces the San Francisco Warriors in Cobo Arena. The Boston Celtics face Philadelphia in the first game of a Madison Square Garden doubleheader tonight. New York plays Los Angeles in the nightcap.
I made it!
Another strike. Huh, looks like I buy. Here, have a bottle of Blatt's.
Thanks.
You had a 600 series. That's pretty good bowling.
Hey, you know, if I didn't have the bottle right in my hand, I'd say this beer came straight from the tap.
Let's hear that again.
If I didn't have the bottle right in my hand, I'd say this beer came straight from the tap.
Blatt's tastes so good because it's all draft brewed. Some brewers make a different beer for bottles and cans than they do for the tap. But we take our draft brewed beer, pasteurized of course, bottle it, and can it.
I'm from Milwaukee and I ought to know why Blatt's beer tastes great wherever you go. All Blatt's is draft brewed, that's why you hear Blatt's is Milwaukee's finest beer.
Brewed in Milwaukee and other cities. Draft brewed Blatt's, Milwaukee's favorite premium beer, now at local prices.
Seattle has been selected as the site of the 1965 Gold Cup races. Seattle won the right to hold next year's race, even though it was outbidded by Detroit because of Seattle's boats, one of them being the defending champion. Detroit Lions captain Joe Schmidt, who dislocated his shoulder for the third time in a game at Green Bay Sunday, says now he plans to continue playing football for at least two or three more years. Kelso beat Gunbow by 4.5 lengths yesterday to win the $150,000 Washington, D.C. International at Laurel for the first time in four tries. That's Sports to the Moment, brought to you by the brewers of Draft Brewed Blatt's Beer. WXYZ, AM and FM, Detroit.
Music continues on the Fred Wolf Show following a 15-minute summary of award-winning WXYZ News on the Morning Report.
Good morning, Bob Hart, WXYZ News. The Morning Report continues. In the newspaper strike, one big issue remains between the Pressman's Union and the publishers. Ford sends 500 workers home as those eight local strikes crimp production in other plants. What to do about the Democrats? A topic for Michigan Republicans. Right now, the temperature 58 degrees. Now to Chicago and Paul Harvey.
Paul Harvey, news and comment. Brought to you by
Schick stainless steel blades, long lasting. Schick stainless steel blades.
Now, Paul Harvey News.
Good morning, Americans. The Earth is not round. It's not a perfect sphere, shaped more like a fat pear, and it's causing problems, variations in gravitational pull. Our satellites get joggled out of orbit over the Solomon Islands. Bradenton, Florida, Fred Hutchinson is dead. He pitched Detroit to 95 wins in 13 years. He managed Cincinnati's Reds to a pennant. He was only 45, but he had a cancer in his chest. President Johnson will keep the Kennedy cabinet intact. Only the job of Attorney General is open. Britain's new Labour government has imposed higher taxes on gasoline, another 7 cents a gallon. British pay 75 cents a gallon now. London bank clerk Dennis Quinlan said it. I thought these people promised to bring the cost of living down. British Airways jet, England to New York, great big Boeing 707 with 64 aboard, landed last night at Kennedy International. The pilot, Kaz Fraser, 50, landed the plane, reversed the engines, braked to a stop, and slumped over the wheel dead. The co-pilot taxied to the ramp. New snowstorm moving out of Oregon this morning. On the other coast, fog over New York, New Jersey, Connecticut. It feels like winter, but it sounds like spring. 31 Drake University students have crammed themselves into one four-door sedan. Oh, optometrist sells eyeglasses in Chicago. Dr. Gary Baker has a sign in his display case says, quote, "If you don't see what you want, you've come to the right place." Page 2. For Thanksgiving bride or mother, he's going to get lots of stuff for Christmas now. I want you to remember him with a token on Thanksgiving. Because my favorite Schick injector razor with a comfort dial can now be had along with blades, the stainless steel Schick blades with a Krona finish, that lubricated edge, plus Schick shave cream with that pH factor which makes durable stainless blades last even longer. And you can get these Schick products from your blade dealer right now and save yourself 40 cents. Then for a couple of dollars, you'd have remembered him on Thanksgiving in a way that'll make him remember you with much appreciation come Christmas. I take that back. I wish I could erase what I just said. There should be no such calculation in human relations, but you will make him mighty thankful. I don't have to tell you about men. They're slow to switch from an established shaving routine. At Schick, we've not been marking time in recent years, you know, but maybe hubby has. And if he's still using equipment and shave cream that's from yesteryear, he's missing out on a better way. And while we're confiding, you can borrow his Schick stainless blade and he'll never know it, unless you open cans with it, because these blades are that durable. Now remember, save 40 cents right now, get him the whole kit and caboodle of Schick products for Thanksgiving, and I promise you, your face never had his face so smooth. Cassius Clay is in good voice for his next performance. Now he says he may KO Liston in four. That fire last night in Holyoke, Massachusetts, killed seven, five of them children, in a five-story tinderbox tenement. It almost certainly was arson. Senator Russell says Georgia may lose one or two military installations. He says there's no connection with the way Georgia went in the election, he says. And somebody has desecrated the cemetery where Ben Franklin is buried. In Philadelphia, the historic churchyard at Christ Church has been vandalized. Four signers of the Declaration of Independence are buried there, but headstones, brittle with age, are smashed, knocked over, defaced. Well, I don't know. State Secretary Rusk says there's trouble ahead. He warns that unless Peking stops trying to subvert Southeast Asia, the United States and Red China are on a collision course. Oh, he says no, Red China should not be considered for membership in the UN. He says the UN is not supposed to be a reform school. Sasebo, Japan, our nuclear sub, has arrived. The commie demonstration fizzled. One thing more. Gordon Ignatiewicz likes new cars new. And he found a scratch on his new Rolls-Royce. Just a scratch in the paint, really. But Gordon Ignatiewicz packed up the car in Toronto, and you know he shipped it back to the Rolls factory in England? With a very sharp letter of complaint. And the company promptly sent him another. The Rolls company sent by air freight another new car, unscratched across the Atlantic. They said they wouldn't do it for just anybody. But Gordon is 8 years old, and the car is a 4-inch model. Paul Harvey. Good day.
Paul Harvey was presented today by the Schick Safety Razor Company. This is Bob Hart on WXYZ, AM and FM Detroit, with the Morning Report. Should those new 8-unit presses at the Idle Detroit News be manned by 15-man or 16-man crews? That's the major issue standing as a barrier to settlement of Detroit's 122-day-old newspaper strike, and the issue to be debated by the newspaper publishers and striking Local 13 of the Pressmen's Union as they resume talks today. The union demands 16-member crews. The paper publishers want 15 men per press. Although Local 10 of the Paper and Plate Handlers Union has now ended its strike against the newspapers, Local 10 is giving its support to the pressmen in the letter's demands on the press manning issue. As Local 10 President Bart Piscatello told WXYZ News,
As I've stated, we definitely feel that the pressmen are justified in the one remaining issue, which we feel was instituted by the publishers to start with, and that they're attempting to undercut a manning arrangement that they've had in existence for a number of years, and that the pressmen are justified in wanting to maintain the present level.
Membership of Piscatello's Paper and Plate Handlers Local ratified their new contract with the publishers yesterday in a 93-8 vote. WXYZ News asked Piscatello to outline the terms of the new pact.
Will be a 2-year agreement. The basic wage package is exactly the same as was granted to the other unions. Other than that, on the strike issues, the issues that we went out on strike for, which were four, we feel we made definite gains and improvements on three of the four, in that we were able to realize the welfare plan as we wanted, we were able to realize the fourth week's vacation, and we were able to realize a reasonable arrangement on the new equipment clause to protect our situation.
As mentioned, the welfare benefits issue was of prime concern to the negotiators for Local 10. President Piscatello explained the details of the welfare plan before WXYZ microphones.
Well, the welfare plan, we feel, is a very important item, in that it will, when it gets into operation within approximately 90 days, will allow our people to have fully paid Blue Cross and life insurance, and naturally we intend to include our retirees on full coverage in the same area.
Bart Piscatello, president of Paper and Plate Handlers Union Local 10. The Ford Motor Company has laid off 500 of its workers and says several thousand others will be furloughed by the end of the week because of strikes which remain at 8 of its key plants. A Ford spokesman says the layoffs are a direct result of the strikes at the key plants. The firm has also announced that a settlement has been reached at one of the original 9 struck units, the reported settlement coming at a Louisville, Kentucky assembly plant. As far as the layoffs are concerned, the firm says they're partial at this time. The affected plants immediately, those in Canton, Ohio, and Rawsonville, Michigan. In Lansing today, the Republicans who will make up the GOP side of Michigan's 1965 legislative roster are slated to meet. WXYZ News asked State Republican Chairman Arthur Elliott what's going to be done at the meeting.
Well, certainly we will talk about the political facets of the legislator's responsibility, but basically we will not be making plans that will involve the legislators as they conduct their affairs in the chamber, because this is something that they will deal directly with the executive office on.
Arthur Elliott, Michigan Republican Chairman. The state Republicans in the legislature next year face the challenge of coping with a Democratic majority in both houses for the first time since 1932. The rolling hills and wooded marshes in western Michigan's Berrien County near St. Joseph are being searched with probing eyes this morning for 11-year-old Ann Zelenak, the girl who disappeared early Tuesday night from her area home. Posses of horsemen, police dogs, an airplane, and hordes of local residents are joining law enforcement agencies in conducting the thus far fruitless search. The possibility that the girl ran away still hasn't been ruled out. Hearings in the railroad track abandonment before the Interstate Commerce Commission are scheduled to resume today in Lansing. Prospects are they will continue. Originally, they'd been scheduled to end today. At least 6 persons have been reported killed on Michigan highways in yesterday's period, including 3 women who died in a single crash on the Edsel Ford Expressway in Romulus Township. The dead 75-year-old Etta Fulker of Milan, 65-year-old Mary Ellen Johnson also of Milan. The weather for metropolitan Detroit, partly cloudy and cooler today with a high of 70. Clearing and cool tonight with a low of 42, showers possible. Right now the winds are from the south at 16 miles per hour, and the temperature in Detroit is 58 degrees. Now sports with Howard Cosell.
Thank you, Bob. This is Howard Cosell in New York. Morning Report Sports coming up after this message.
Men, if there were no other reason in the world to switch to a pipe, I can think of one that's reason enough: the unbeatable satisfaction of a pipe full of Kentucky Club Mixture pipe tobacco. It's totally mild, tastes great, and it's slightly aromatic with the kind of aroma the women like. What's more, it's packed in a plaid kin-sealed pouch, so it's always guaranteed fresh when you buy it. So try it. You'll be glad you switched to the plaid Kentucky Club Mixture. It is perhaps too true in this society of ours, throughout the world, that a man is acknowledged to be a great man not during his life, but after his death. And such acknowledgments generally come only to those who see service in a certain way, such as the President of the United States, the President of another great country, a war hero, whatever, as the case may be. Rarely is greatness accorded to a sports figure because of what he did in sports, nor should it be. I think greatness should be accorded to a person because of what's in a person. And if you have the privilege to know somebody who has qualities of greatness within him, you are fortunate indeed. I think one of the greatest people I have ever known is a mother who lost a teenage daughter under circumstances trying beyond belief, and whose behavior and absence of emotionalism and mental balance established for all time her greatness. I think Fred Hutchinson was a great man. I knew him long, and I knew him well. I knew him intimately. Indeed, he had often stayed at my house. I think Fred Hutchinson was a great man because he was a man born to lead other men. Few men have this quality, but it was there in Hutchinson for all to see. It was there in that great big body of his, and that's why they called him the Big Bear. Men responded to him. Just physically, they responded to him. But more than that, somehow or other, this man was endowed with the capacity for patience and understanding of human limitation in other men that made such great ones as Musial and Kaline and Harvey Keene and Wally Moon automatically responsive to him. Courage was his middle name. He knew long ago he was dead. He knew it. But baseball was his life. And once he said to me, "Stengel goes on because he loves it. I will go out with baseball because I love it. It is my life." And so much of this year, in pain almost beyond bearability, he couldn't even sit on a chair. The man managed the Cincinnati Reds until human capacity would allow it no longer. I say Fred Hutchinson was a great man. God bless him. Well, here's a combination offer that really makes it worthwhile to get up in the mornings. It's another money-saving offer from those new-thinking folks at Schick. You get 40 cents off when you buy long-lasting Schick stainless steel blades packed with new Schick shave cream. That's right. 40 cents is what you save on the combination. And look what you get. You get those famous Schick stainless steel blades with the exclusive stainless Krona edge, an edge twice as sharp as a barber's straight razor. You get a shave cream made especially for stainless steel blades, a shave cream with Schick's remarkable pH control that actually helps preserve the edges. These two fine Schick products come in a special pack at 40 cents off the regular price. So why wait? Buy Schick stainless steel blades, double edge or injector, with new Schick shave cream and save 40 cents. There was a day on a golf course in Bradenton, Florida, when Fred Hutchinson was playing golf with Bertie Tibbetts. A water moccasin, whose bite meant certain death, suddenly came upon the course and grabbed Hutchinson by the pants. Hutch took an iron, killed the snake, and went on playing. He'll go on anywhere. Howard Cosell reporting.
7 die in a Massachusetts tenement fire. Details on that top morning report story at 9:55. Bob Hart reporting from Michigan's largest radio news center. WXYZ, AM and FM, Detroit.
A good time for the good sound of Detroit. And on WXYZ, the Fred Wolf Show.
After this message.
Standing on a mountain looking down on a city, the way I feel is a doggone pity. Teardrops falling down the mountainside. Many times I've been here, many times.